So when I agreed to do this, I was sure of the scripture. And then things changed. So, as they do, I'm going to read to you from Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. Continuing, by faith, Abel offered God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith, he still speaks. And I continue and skip a lot, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out and set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, as he set out, not knowing where he was going. And then verse 39. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. I've often considered myself someone with wavering faith. In fact, it's more common that I hear the words of Jesus in Matthew 14:31, "You of little faith, why do you doubt me?" than I would like to admit. It takes things like Jesus calming a treacherous storm for me to believe, and sometimes, even when the evidence is clear, I doubt. I ask why and what if, even when I'm practicing let go and let God. I'm pretty good at arguing. You can ask Chip. To support any perspective, even ones that I don't agree with, and that skill can sometimes have a detrimental impact on faith. It was very easy for me to accept the faith tradition in which I was raised. When church doors were open, we were there. I was in plays, I was in choirs, and I had enough VBS then to last a lifetime. Sorry. I was, and have always been, a bit analytical and skeptical, but I experienced somewhat of an existential crisis as a young adult. My belief system was called to question in college. My world blew up. Relationships ended, and I felt angry, alone, and confused. I put forth great effort to talk myself out of belief in God and any chance in healing for a broken world. My confusion and despair eventually got extreme enough for me to give up. Even when it didn't feel right, I would try to go through the motions. Who am I kidding now? Even when it doesn't feel right, I still try to go through the motions. I practice faith. I went through another very dark period of doubt in 2012. I was angry for life lost, and I was confused about my purpose and existence. Looking back, I can see that even when I didn't acknowledge my belief, I kept praying and reaching out. And that's a part of faith. It's like practicing yoga. Some days you feel your breath and your body in sync. You feel your stress melt off. You notice your heart rate become steady. And other days are not so picturesque. You just practice the breathing and the poses. You go through the motions of the practice. Now that's how faith is for me. It's a cycle of denial, acceptance, questioning, seeking, and surrendering. God continues to become a reality in several ways. I'm amazed at how God steps up to pick up pieces and comfort me, reminding me of a love so big I could never understand it. I just have to practice that faith in a God that's greater and knows more than me. I keep reading, keep loving, keep praying, and keep giving, even when I feel like doing otherwise. I've pondered these words that I read earlier. Some think it was Paul, maybe others think it was somebody else, regarding faith. Since I'm a doubting Thomas, I have to remind myself time and time again that faith is about taking risks. Risks are only risks when the outcome is to be determined. The stories referenced through this chapter 11 in Hebrews are all about risk takers who, despite evidence, decided to trust in something they couldn't see. At times, I can say I've been that person, times like these. Thank you for letting me take a risk and share a little bit about my confidence and hope in a God unseen. A God that brings regular people like you and me together corporately to express our doubt and our hope. May we all be brave enough to take risks as we practice our faith. And expressing doubt is a part of practicing faith.